On the show today, we have Visa's very own Doug Leighton and Celeste Schwitters talking about some big news, kind of a changing of the guard news here. And also we talk about payments evolution emerging from the pandemic. Really good stuff here as well. So check it out. And before we get on with the interview, here's a quick word from our sponsor.
What are some of the most incredible parts of owning a business?
The most incredible part is the journey of it all. The people you get to meet, the rooms you get to be in. That's hands down the best part is you don't know where it's going to take you, but it's the best ride ever. Get through all the downs because the ups are way better.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CE Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And do we have an episode for you? We have the fine folks from Visa in our virtual studios, if you will, right below me. I'm gonna go ladies first, Doug, here. So Celeste Schwitters from Visa. Celeste, how are you down there?
I'm doing great. How are you, Mike? It's good to see you again.
Yeah, good to see you as well. Welcome to the show. And then right next to me is Mr. Doug Leighton from Visa as well. Doug, how are you?
I'm great, Mike. As always, it's lovely to talk to you. Missed being able to see you in person,
but
great to have this opportunity to chat.
Hey, we'll be back though. It's happening.
Know.
A lot of stuff happening this fall and obviously 2022. So we'll be back there for sure. And we get to shake hands and hang out for a little while. It'll be a lot of fun. So, all right. So we got a little bit of an announcement here, Doug, and some big news to talk about. Kind of bittersweet a little bit, but Doug, I'll let you say what's up here, and then Celeste, I'll let you chime in because you're a big part of this as well, obviously. Yeah. So Doug, take it away, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. There is some news here, and that is that after being with Visa for about 23 years,
oh my gosh, I know that
which
long. Wow.
The last 12 has been in service to credit unions, working with our credit union partners throughout the United States. I've decided to leave Visa effective June 1st. So here, coming up soon as we record this, and I am so honored and thrilled to announce that my colleague, Celeste Schwitters, who has spent a good part of her career working along with me in the credit union space, is taking over as the head of community accounts for Visa, and in fact has already assumed that role, and we're working on our transition now. So
okay.
I'm thrilled to introduce Celeste, and Celeste, if you'd like to say a few words.
Go for it, Celeste.
Yeah, thanks. So I am super excited to take on the new role and pick up where Doug has left the space, which is in great hands. He's done a lot. So thank you, Doug, for all that you've done for Visa and for the community accounts over your tenure. But just a little bit about myself. I've actually worked with credit unions almost my entire career. So I started at the ICBA. Back in the day, it was actually called the IBAA, the Independent Bankers Association of America. And I'm really excited to work with, and then I just most recently on the client services side at Visa. So I managed client services for North America for the last 3 years.
Okay.
And when Doug announced that he was leaving, it was a good opportunity for me to come back, and really looking forward to working with all of the community issuers out there.
Well, we're happy to have you. And I'm sure, like you said, Doug has set the table quite nicely for you. And we're excited to have you take that baton and take off with it for sure. So it'll be lots of fun. For sure. So Celeste, give us a quick, what are some immediate goals that you want to achieve here stepping into your new position at Visa?
Yeah, I mean, for this opportunity, first of all, I mean, really just reconnecting with everyone. Mm-hmm. So certainly a lot of people out in the space, and really just want to be sure everybody knows I'm available. I would love to talk, and certainly as soon as we can get out and hit the road. I mean, we all have missed that.
Yeah.
We were used to traveling and being out in communication with, more people than we have been via Zoom. So happy to do that. And also just reconnect with what we're doing in terms of the business. There's so much going on post-pandemic. The world changed. And so really going through the trends there, and also how we can help in that new world.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of pent up demand to get back on the road. I remember pre-pandemic, people were like, I got to go to another conference. It's kind of a ho-hum type thing. But now everyone's like, I get to go to a conference. Are you kidding? We're so excited to go down and see people. So
for
we're
sure.
all excited to do that. So yeah, Doug, what's your take on all this? I mean, what do you, just kind of get your side of the story here, your point of view.
Well, I think that it's been a real, it's a testament to the debit business and the debit cards that are issued by credit unions and how successful they have been throughout the course of the pandemic. As consumers, as members have changed their buying behavior, as they moved to online shopping largely and stopped going to stores in person or certainly going to restaurants and things like that in person, they've been using their debit cards, and their debit cards have experienced tremendous growth. And a lot of that behavior is going to continue. Mm-hmm. Member behavior, there's lots of data that shows that these new ways in which we interact with retailers, whether it is shopping from home and picking up at the store, or whether it is just using services like a DoorDash to have food or groceries delivered, those are going to stay. And it's important for our credit union partners and Visa to make sure that we're doing all we can to activate on that opportunity, mm-hmm. To make sure that we're approving all the right transactions and doing all the right fraud monitoring, all that stuff, because those behaviors they're learned in the pandemic, and they will continue once we get back to normal.
Yeah, I was just thinking too, is like, a few years ago, I think it was my first Visa payments form that I went to. You guys were talking about obviously really playing up contactless, and mm-hmm. And that was, everyone was like, wow, this is really neat. And it was kind of a nice to have type of thing. But all of a sudden, the timing of all of this is amazing, because now it's become almost a necessity of having contactless out there, because nobody really wants to touch anything right now. So, and I tell you, it's just, and to have you guys really pushing that proverbial envelope in this area was a huge deal for the industry and consumers as well. So it's having that set up really set us up nicely to get through that time. And it's something that you don't really think about, but at the time you're thinking about it, right?
Right.
So
yeah.
Oh, Celeste?
Go ahead, Celeste.
It is amazing, because that 1 out of 10 transactions is now on a contactless card, and yeah, there are many merchants enabled. I think it's hard. You're harder to find a merchant that doesn't have a contactless. Mm-hmm. And I heard this the other day, and it's such a good comment back to your point on debit, Doug. But the debit really is the cash of the e-commerce world. So if you think, Al said it, I think on our earnings call, but it's indisputable, the convenience. And then as everything shifts online and people don't really care where they're shopping or where their goods are coming from, we're going to continue to see more cross-border as a result. Mm-hmm. And then in person, certainly the tap to pay. So it's exciting how much has changed in such a short period of time from a consumer behavior perspective.
But and having said that, Celeste, what should credit unions be doing now to be successful kind of in this post-pandemic payments world that we're all experiencing right now?
Yeah, I think, approval rates are huge. I mean, if you look at card not present and being sure that you can approve as many transactions as possible, I mean, nobody wants to have, not be able to purchase or buy something online. And so being able to really pay attention and have a close handle on those approval rates will be critical. Mm-hmm. That involves cross-border. Like I just said, if you have goods can be shipped from wherever you go or wherever you're shopping, just being sure you're going to see more cross-border in that mix. And so just to be sure that you also have a strategy for cross-border. Credit, we didn't mention that at all. I know we're talking about debit and certainly large in this space, but credit also will come back as travel and certainly personal travel increases. So, and with that, I think there's more probably per card spend that we're seeing on those credit transactions. So being sure limit and you're aware of how your cardholders are transacting will be interesting. And there is a global chip shortage, just saying. So we just have to also keep that in mind as you're looking to, if you're not enabling contactless already, just to be sure you're factoring that timeline into as you look to your strategies.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah, I didn't even think of that. But now that you bring that up, it's like, oh my gosh, how that affects a whole new wrinkle.
Another wrinkle to the global chip shortage. Sure.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh my, I don't want to get your, anything else to add on that too, Doug? I mean, what credit union should be doing right now to kind of prepare and keep momentum going?
Yeah, and as Celeste nailed it. I mean, is, you know, as we, credit is going to start to ramp up, you know, learn behaviors on using debit cards and using them online. You know, there is a gap in approval rates between debit usage. Let's say, for example, you go to a local retailer, the approval rate for a transaction is probably about 99%. If you go to that same retailer's online shop, the approval rate can be as low as 95%. And that 4 percentage points is a big difference, particularly if a member is declined for what is a good transaction, they're likely going to pull a different card out of their wallet. And that card then may become enrolled with that merchant. And then subsequent purchases aren't on the credit union's debit product. So looking closely at authorization rates and ensuring that they are approving as many good transactions as possible, of course, without, you know, we want to decline bad transactions, but really having a thoughtful strategy around our e-commerce world and not just sort of layering on retail, you know, in-person retail fraud strategies into an online space, because they are different transactions with different data elements that can lead you to make the authorization decision.
Yeah. I mean, I tell you, this little number here has been a godsend for me the last 12 months. I have to thank my wife, you know, a nice little birthday present she gave me a year and a half ago or so, but having the credit union card top of watch instead of top of wallet.
You're right.
But it's so easy. But once it's there, you kind of set it and forget it. So that's the beauty and the curse of it, right? So it's always there top. And now Siri wants to talk to me. But it is a quite interesting question. So
no, that's right. I mean, as we digitize more and more of our payments, they are a bit of that set it and forget it. Whether it's on your mobile device, whether it's on your watch, whether it's at a website, whether it's part of a digital wallet that you might use at multiple websites, you want to ensure that your payment credentials, we'll say, you know, that card number is not only just in that device, but it is at the top of that device. And when you are using it, it's getting approved. Right. So that there isn't a reason for you to take that out of your Apple Watch and put in something else that, you know, you think might have a higher approval rate.
Well, and coming out of a time that we've all experienced now, it's never been more important, right? Celeste, I mean, just this being top of wallet, top of watch, whatever, has never been more important because of the digital acceleration that we've experienced over the last 12 months, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think that's right. I think it's just that we haven't seen consumer behavior change as rapidly in this period as we before. So, I mean, it really is critical to stay on top of the trends and be sure that, you know, you're monitoring the cardholder behaviors and adapting. It will be critical. The other thing I would say, just to put in a plug here, that we just launched, and I think it actually could be really helpful to the credit unions out there, is we have a website now dedicated to some of these trends and thought leadership that we've been, you know, pulling together, especially talk about small business, but that's another component of this going on in that space. So if it's called Visa Navigate, but it's navigate.visa.com. It's a website, and any kind of, you know, papers on trends that you would be interested in looking at, please go out there. We're happy to send a link, but I think it just would be, there's quite a bit that can help. So I think, and as it pertains to small business, I do think that small business is just something, as, you know, when we talked about tap to pay, it's critical, but just keeping an eye on, you know, what small businesses need and how you can help in that space. So we're happy to talk about that as well at some point.
Well, I'm going to head to that link right after this interview, because I'm curious to see what's on there. So good. And we'll put the link in the show notes too. So people can get right at it too. Oh, this is fantastic. I love this stuff, because as you guys well know, payments, I mean, changes every 5 seconds, it seems like, you know, by the time this interview was over, something major will have happened probably. So that's how quick it goes. So that page is going to be really a great resource for a lot of people for sure. Anything else here to add to wrap up, Doug? Anything, Celeste? Because we touched on contactless, tap to pay, post COVID stuff. Anything else on the Visa horizon here, Celeste?
So really, that's the main things. The only other thing that always gets brought up is crypto. Also on the Navigate page, but I just think keep an eye on that. There's lots going on in terms of how you can enable your customers to purchase and to trade digital currencies. But you know, some of it's just education, and we can also help with that.
Indeed, you're going to open up Pandora's box here when you start talking crypto. All right, be careful.
I understand that's a large topic.
It is. Oh goodness, Doug. Anything else to add here? This is fantastic stuff as usual. You guys put out, so thank you.
Well, you know, it's wonderful to partner with our credit union clients throughout the country, and to make sure that you are providing the very best in payment services to your members. It's the way in which you're interacting the most with your members, and we want to make sure that every one of those interactions is something special.
Indeed. And before we go, I just want to say a big thank you to you, Doug Leighton, for all the work that you've done over the years for credit unions and for the industry, and obviously for Visa. Just, it's, you know, unparalleled. So thank you so much for all that you've done for the industry. We appreciate it. And personally, we've become really good friends. So it's really been fun hanging out with you and running into you at various conferences and stuff, and learning a lot about, you've taught me so much about payments and things like that. It's just, I wouldn't be here if it weren't for you. So thank you so much for all the help that you've given us and then the industry as well. So a big, big round of applause for you, and look forward to the next chapter. See what you got cooking in your lab. So this is gonna be fun to watch.
I do too. And certainly, Mike, I'm there with you. You've been a great partner, and I've really enjoyed spending time with you and having these video chats, as well as sitting across a conference table, you know, having discussions. And I do look forward to that next chapter, and I look forward to staying in touch and working with credit unions throughout the country and maybe throughout the world.
Indeed. All right. Well, good stuff. We'll be sitting on pins and needles, Doug. All right. Well, good stuff. Thanks again, Celeste. Look forward to having more conversations with you, obviously. And those will be lots and lots of fun. So yeah. All right, guys. Well, I'm sure you got lots on your plate, so I don't want to keep you too long here, but appreciate the time as always. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You are welcome.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.